Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Annie. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. We're going to talk about depression in today's episode. Have you ever felt depressed, especially at night when it's time for you to go to sleep? You've been tossing and turning just because there are too many thoughts in your brain. Well, I've experienced this kind of situation many times. Though I'm so tired, my brain just can't stop thinking. If you've had this experience before, then you must wonder the reasons behind it. In this video, you'll learn a new term called nighttime disorder, which can answer the question of why there are so many people feeling depressed at night. And today's sentence explains one of the reasons. So, let's take a look at it. While reflection is a great way to evaluate yourself to become a better person, excessive rumination may lead to anxiety or depression. 发音有三个要注意的部分，第一个是 while 这个单字 ，while 中的 h 不发音，念作 while。第二个要注意的部分是 is 跟 a 的连音，连音的时候 s 发为 z 的音，合起来念作 is。最后一个要注意的发音部分是 become 跟 a 的连音，念作 become。Alright, let me read this sentence slowly one more time. While reflection is a great way to evaluate yourself to become a better person, excessive rumination may lead to anxiety or depression. 接下来要进入到的是单字的部分。第一个单字为 depression。Depression 为名词，意思是忧郁、沮丧。我们所说的忧郁症也就是这个单字哦。For example, she suffered from severe depression after divorcing her husband. 她在与丈夫离婚后受到严重的忧郁症所苦。此外， depression 也可以指萧条、不景气。例如 economic depression 意思是经济萧条。而 depression 的形容词为 depressing, 令人沮丧的。或是 depressed, 沮丧的。第二个单字为 evaluate。Evaluate 为动词，意思是评估、评价。Assess 为 evaluate 的相似词。For example, the performance of employees is evaluated by their managers every month. 主管每个月会评估员工的表现。而在今日句子中的 evaluate yourself 意思是评估自己。此外， evaluate 后面常常加疑问词，例如 how 或是 whether。 Let's see the example. The police need to evaluate how convincing this evidence is. 警方需要评估这个证据的可信度。最后一个单字为 rumination。 Rumination 为名词，意思是沉思、反复思考。For example, according to the study, rumination may have a negative impact on physical and mental health. 根据这份研究，反复思考可能会对身心健康产生负面影响。而 rumination 的动词形为 ruminate, 常用的片语为 ruminate on or ruminate over something. For example,Sally ruminated on whether it was the right decision to accept her boyfriend's marriage proposal. Sally 反复思考答应她男友的求婚并嫁给他是否是一个正确的选择。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. If you often feel depressed at night, then I hope after watching today's video, you can find out the cause of your depression and figure out how to fight against it. Have you ever felt depressed at night? Share your experience with us and leave comments below. Don't forget to practice today's sentence and see you next time.